I'm up front here. So hello and welcome to our talk, Youth Hacking for Freedom, the FSFE's programming competition. I'm Bonnie Mehring, and today I'm here with Sophia.
Hello, I am Sophia Ritz, and I'm Youth Hacking for Freedom alumni. I am currently part of the Youth Hacking for Freedom jury, and I'm also currently working at the Free Software Foundation Europe.
Yes, and so am I. I'm Bonnie Mehring, and together with my colleague Alexander Sander, I'm taking care of the Youth Hacking for Freedom coding competition for the Free Software Foundation Europe. Yeah, and I accompany this competition throughout the year. And yeah, I'm very happy to introduce it to you. So what is Youth Hacking for Freedom actually? Well, Youth Hacking for Freedom is the programming competition, obviously, but it is unique. So it's a programming competition like you have not seen before. How and why? Well, because you can design your own program and your own idea. So there are like many ideas, and you probably know that some of you have done different projects, and all those ideas come together and they are all realized under the hood of Youth Hacking for Freedom. This is very unique and you won't find anything else like this. I'm very sorry to say already, most of you in the room do not fit our age gap. It's between 14 to 18 years. But please share this information. Share this information about this programming competition with others around you, with people that you know that teach teenagers and all. So stay in the room to find out more what Youth Hacking for Freedom is and then share it afterwards. The only condition in the end is between that you need to be eligible for the criteria to participate. The projects must be free software. So this is the only condition we have. With free software, we mean everybody is allowed to use StudyShare and improve the software in the end. Now I'm with the part where most people are like, really, okay, this is not interesting for me, but it is. As I said, please share the information with people you know who fit our age gap between 14 to 18 years. They need to be from Europe, so not the EU, so Switzerland and Norway are also happy to participate, and also other European countries. And they do not need to hold citizenship. I just want to point this out very strongly. It is not about citizenship, it's about living in Europe. So you need to be somewhere in Europe. And that's basically the criteria of who can participate. Then I have to say that this competition is not possible without those who support us. If you are willing to support us as well, please come to us, talk to us, reach out to us. So far we have Proxmox, SUSE Open Source Network, and Collabora Office, who are there and who make this competition all possible. Without them, it would not be. And now I'm handing over to my wonderful colleague, Sophia.
Thank you very much. So now let's get into the nitty-gritty of this wonderful competition, right? So you are someone who wants to join Youth Hacking for Freedom or know someone and want to get an idea of how this looks. So first of all, as in everything, you need to register. So you can scan this QR code, take a picture, or you can also go to youthhackingforfreedom.org/register to register to Youth Hacking for Freedom. Now, the largest part of the competition is the programming phase, where the largest part is the programming phase, which runs from January until June. So the programming phase of this year's edition has already started, but late registrations are possible throughout the whole programming phase. So if you are still doubting whether to join or not, don't worry, you can join at any time. You can join one day before the deadline and submit something. But we will heavily encourage everyone who is thinking about joining to join, even if they still don't have a project idea or if they're still doubting what they're going to do, if they even want to participate, because we also run monthly video calls where we discuss certain topics. So for example, there's an introduction to Git, there's an introduction to licensing, there's this kind of topics, and there's some time for questions where you can ask how these things work. So for example, what is free software? We give an introduction on what is free software. People can ask then the participants their thoughts or any questions they might have. And they also have the opportunity to discuss their ideas with their peers, to meet new people in breakout rooms and everything, which is very nice when you're actually there thinking of ideas and you can hear from others, give feedback. It's very nice. And moreover, we also support participants by providing information about how to stay motivated throughout the programming phase, how to manage your projects. Also, if you have any questions about licensing. So for example, I had a question about linking between AGPL and another license. So I sent an email and they quickly replied with the information I needed to clear up everything. And also, you can ask any general questions. For things that go more in depth into the technical details, we encourage people. So for example, if you have a mathematical project, then it's better to ask your math teacher than to contact us.
Can only encourage us the math teacher.
Yeah. But the most important part of everything is to have fun, to enjoy programming, to enjoy playing with your ideas, getting feedback from other people, learning every month in these calls, and that's the most wonderful part. And now I will give it back to Bonnie.
Once the participants passed those 6 months and have the project ready and handed it in and submitted it for evaluation, the jury will take a look at the project. We have many jury members. That's due because we get a lot of variety in the projects as well. As you can imagine, if you come up with your own idea, we have hardware projects, we have projects that are more mathematically, we have projects that involve software and robots and everything, so it's like crazy variety. We need a lot of people that can look into this and that can evaluate this. So we have, for example, also Crypti there, who is like heavily with cryptography and who knows a lot about this. We have Klaus Knopper from the Knopex system. And yeah, some people who work with LLMs, as this is also getting more favored with the kids. And so this is the jury members and the group that is evaluating. They're all really kind, so don't worry, there won't be any mean people. And eventually, after they looked at all the projects, they evaluated them, we contact the winners in September. We also notify those who haven't won, and we notify them with feedback. I find this very important because this also gives Youth Hacking for Freedom the value that we provide the feedback so others can improve on it. And I do have an example for this. So for example, the jury takes into account 8 criteria. One of them is documentation, because we believe it's not only important that you have code that compiles, but also documentation that the idea is creative, that the idea has an impact, etc. On all of those criteria, we provide the feedback. And once we had a participant who did a hardware project and the documentation was lacking. Nobody could rebuild this. Nobody had an idea what he did in the end. And we provided the feedback, oh, please think about documentation for the next time. He came back the next year, and the documentation was the most awesome thing I ever saw. It was like a full PDF with pictures, with explanation on everything, and it was like really thorough. And you can really see how the teenagers take the feedback into account and how they profit by it. Also for later life, because I'm sure there are some software developers among you, and you probably know how hard it is to keep up with documentation, but also how important it is. So this is something that they can benefit from, and yeah, that's really nice, as well as when we contact the ones that are not among the winners, and yeah, giving them the feedback and getting in this interaction there as well, so it's a benefit as well. But now for the most fun part, that all of things is the best thing about it, there are prizes. So if you know anybody who is among this age gap, if they are among the winners, they can win up to €4,096. Second prize is then 2048. The third is 1024, and then we have 3 special prizes. Those special prizes are each year decided by the jury on what to give. So for example, if there are a lot of games, we won't hand out 3 prizes to games most likely, but then we do the best game, for example. So this can be a special prize. If there's some really young person We can hand out the prize to the youngest participant. If there's somebody, we once had one from the Ukraine, from a war zone, they do have different problems than we in daily life. And we handed out a special prize there because we said, this person really submitted something and really went through the full 6 months despite all the things happening there. And we wanted to recognize this. And that's why the jury can also decide up on three special prizes. The projects that have won so far are very different. I will very, very briefly go over them. And we have, for example, once a game engine by a really young participant who was just 14. We had an open radio. We had somebody who was like, oh, I work with microcontrollers. I want to have a graphical interface. And he programmed this by himself. And yeah, it was really challenging for him. He had different challenges throughout the 6 months, but he went through and it looked really nice in the end. It was running. So yeah, this was really cool. And we had once somebody who did a robot that was like, that you could control with a microcontroller for somebody in a wheelchair. So that this can bring them water or, for example, some can carry the plates to the dishwasher and all. So it's like also problems that face the children or the teenagers face around them that they want to solve and follow their interests, obviously. Yeah. So then in the end, when they are invited, or among the six winners, they are invited to Brussels, and there is a award ceremony taking place. It's in October. It's a full weekend. There's networking, meeting new people. We have a workshop where you can solder and tinker around with LEDs. It's really fun. And then we have the ceremony and dinner. And don't forget, we have loads of food. During this whole ceremony, there's loads of food, and nobody will stay hungry in the end. Yeah. I always find that this is very important. So please let others know if you know somebody who is eligible, or if you know a teacher, youth club, hack space in your town, share the news about Youth Hacking for Freedom. It's a really fun and cool programming competition, and we are happy to have teenagers participating. Yeah, you can also follow us for news on Mastodon, and of course you can support us as we are a charity and rely on support from the public to stay independent. Yes, thank you very much. We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions?
Hi, thank you for the presentation. I was wondering if you have any regulations regarding vibe coding?
Yes, we do. So we will not follow up on, like, if they are doing vibe coding, we accept the project. But if they are selected among the shortlist, so the jury will draw up a shortlist based on the 8 criteria and say those 12 projects are really amazing. And they will do interviews. Mm-hmm. And we expect that you will know what the project does, like in detail. So you can use it, you can understand what it does, then fine. Yeah, and we also, like, we encourage everybody to get every help they can, because in free software, we believe in community and we believe that it's important to reach out to others and to ask for help if you don't know something. Yes. I hope this answers the question.
Thank you for this presentation. How do you deal with languages? Because you can't expect everybody to speak English, I guess.
We do expect that the people will have a bit of understanding of English. We try our best in the interviews to match with the language, because we have this broad jury. We have several people who speak several other languages in this jury as well. So we have French, we have Portuguese, and yeah, Spanish, obviously. And other languages as well, so we try our best to match them. And yeah, otherwise we are also happy to take this into account. It's not that we will not follow through, and we mainly communicate with the teenagers through email, and we have the monthly calls, but we are also happy to help there. And if there's a language barrier, we are more than happy to help out. However, it is a European-wide programming competition, and we cannot speak all the languages that are around there. Sadly, I would love to.
Do we have any more questions?
We also have only 10 seconds left.
Yes. I think that's it then. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You can find us in the building K if you have more questions.